This morning, I have a question for you. Last week, we talked about going back to school. So, who went back to school already? Yep.
Nope, not yet.
Tuesday. Tuesday, almost.
On my birthday.
On your birthday. Well, that's a fun thing to do on your birthday, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if I asked you what was your best subject in school, what would you say, Raven? Science. Mm-hmm. How about you, Katie? What's going to be your best subject this year? Math. Ooh. How about you, Lauren? Writing? Wow. Those are good. Okay, now I got another question for you. What's your worst subject? I knew you'd have one, Caleb. Connor? What's your worst subject, Connor?
Oh, boy.
Homework.
Homework.
That is an honest answer. What's your worst subject, Lauren?
Math.
Math? And you're best at math, huh? So what's your worst one?
Jim, how are you doing
that? Nothing bad.
Not yet.
Nicole, what's your worst subject? Being quiet.
Oh. Sitting still.
Somebody else answered that for you, you know.
Sitting still.
Well, I got a story about my nephew because he started college this year. But when he was about your age, his worst subject was math. And he struggled with math. I helped him. His dad helped him. His mom helped him. His teachers helped him. But math was a struggle when he was about third grade. That long division thing, that really, that was bad. That was
math
bad.
I'm a genius.
Are you a genius at math? Man, you got to come to college with me then, because I have a tough time with it still. But a few weeks ago, when he was setting up his classes, he got one of the highest scores in his math placement and went all the way from regular math all the way up to statistics for his first year in college. So I was so proud of him. And that just shows what you can do. But when he was your age in like third grade, his standard answer was, "I just can't do it." Oh, I hate that answer.
I hate that answer.
I hate that answer. Have you ever said that? Have you looked? Have you looked at that? That long division thing, Raven? And gone, "I just can't do it."
No.
No? You've never said that?
Yeah.
Ever? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How about you?
She can do everything.
Yeah, she can do everything. She's Cinderella. Raven, you've said that, haven't you? I bet. Something. Lauren, have you said that?
Yes.
I just can't do it. It's a good thing Lauren was honest. I was going to ask.
Painfully honest.
But do you know there were people in the Bible that said, "I just can't do it"? And I got a story about one this morning. His name was Jeremiah. In Jeremiah... Boy, that was an invitation. Jeremiah chapter 1 says, "The Lord said to me, 'Do not say I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send to you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you,' declares the Lord." Jeremiah was really good at saying, "I can't. I can't do that." Jeremiah said, there were several people in the Bible that said, "I can't do that." Do you remember any of them?
Jonah
was one. Jonah and the whale. Moses. Moses was the one that stands out in my mind. Can't do that. Can't talk. Jeremiah was another one, said, "I can't do that, Lord. I am only a child. And I can't talk. I'm not a good speaker," he said. "I don't know what to say." But the Lord said, "Don't say I can't. If I tell you to go and speak to someone, then go. And when I tell you what to say, don't leave out a single word." The Lord reached out his hand. He touched Jeremiah on the mouth and said, "I will give you the words to say. And I am sending you with authority to speak to the nations for me." Not just telling you what to say, but telling you what to say with authority. even though Jeremiah was a child. So what I'm here to tell you this morning is don't say I can't. Don't say that you can't talk for the Lord, because I guarantee you he will tell you what to say if you ask him. So when you're at school this week and you have an opportunity to say something about God, I guarantee you God will tell you what to say, and he will give you those words. All you have to do is open your mouth and say them. Okay? I look a little enthusiastic about this. Yeah, there you go. All right, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll have our loud Sunday buckets, okay? All right, who wants to carry one of the buckets? Okay, we got Connor and Lauren here, and the birthday girl. So, yeah, we have three. Yeah, you and I'll take one, okay? All right, let's have a word of prayer. Everybody, come here. Come here, you too, before you knock that over. There we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the words that you give us. Lord, we are so blessed that you are with us each and every day, that no matter what situation we find ourselves in, you always give us peace, comfort, and the words to speak. We ask that you go with us this week as we go back to school, as we have an opportunity to talk for you, and that you give us those words with authority, even though we are children of yours. We ask you to bless this congregation, bless our church, bless our community, and to bless our nation, Lord, as we celebrate this Labor Day. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.